Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. This is episode 8 and we're so excited about this one. We get to sit down with the one and the only Patrick from Acme. And if you don't know who he is, then clearly you've never been to Acme. So Patrick, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to talk about a couple different subjects. Obviously, we have to start with what everyone is dying to know. So we have a couple of questions that not only were from me, but are requested by kind of everyone who's ever heard of Acme and know of Patrick. Just for some background, Patrick, I feel like, would not ever say this about himself, but he's very intimidating at the door. And a lot of, basically, if you don't know Patrick or he doesn't know you, or I guess he's going to reveal more, it's not easy to just walk right into a bar as awesome as Acme. Why actually is that? Did they, from day one, since you've been there from day one, did they say to you, we're going to make this more strict kind of than any other bar in the city or in this area?
Yeah, I guess when we very first opened, I wasn't at the door, Zach Nichols was, and it was like the only place, it was like the one place of its kind in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And it was after the Beatrice closed and downtown clubs, like there wasn't a lot down there, and
right.
It was kind of its, like, on the heels of the whole speakeasy thing, so mm-hmm. It has that quality, but it's not, like, a pretentious speakeasy bar.
Totally.
So this kind of, like, in-the-know place, so it was already pretty, you know, word of mouth more than anything else.
Right.
And then our owners, who have a very, specific taste
mm-hmm.
and very interesting friend group, it was like, the beginning of it. And then from then on, that was kind of like the precedent set. And to me, I always kind of think like the party downstairs is special,
mm-hmm.
And it's not everywhere else, and it's a good time. So you want to keep that safe.
Totally. If you could compare the downstairs at Acme to any other place in the city, do you think that there's a comparison? Is there like a second best, like upstairs at the Jane or something like that?
I don't think there's a second best. I think there's just everything kind of after Acme, in my opinion, so many other things were kind of modeled after that.
Yeah.
I don't think there would be a second best. There's just like different tastes.
Yeah.
And, you know, Paul's Baby Grand is so,
mm-hmm.
It's so strong. Like
yeah.
It's always a party there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very comparable to what we do at Acme as well. But that opened after, but you know, Paul 70 has such an amazing influence in nightlife.
Totally.
But yeah, I don't think that there would be a second best. It's just like to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
There's just different, you know.
Totally. So what's, this one's going to be easy and then I feel like the next one might be harder, but what's an automatic no? Like you don't even speak to the person. they're walking up, like, just an automatic no.
Just manners, honestly. Yeah. Just, like, manners, arrogance, you know, impatience. Mm-hmm. Those are things for me that are definite turnoffs. Like, if you're going to be rude to me at the door, you're going to be really rude to the wait staff downstairs, and they have a much harder job.
Right.
In terms of fighting the crowd and dealing with the drunk people face to face on an ongoing night. And people treat wait staff differently, which they shouldn't, because they are providing you with the good time. But if you're going to be rude to me from the get, like, you shouldn't go downstairs, because...
Right. And so what would you say to someone that's rude to you versus just someone that you're not going to let in because you don't know them? And there's, like, too many people downstairs. Because I've heard, like, my friends and I have this joke that, like, sorry, ladies, not, like, not tonight, ladies, or, like, it's a private party, when, like, clearly it's not a private party. Sometimes it is. But is that something, is that, like, a little white lie that...
I guess I don't like to say private party, because I don't consider it a private party.
Right.
But I have a lot of different factors that I have to deal with. And I always say I have reservations, because there are reservations in place.
Right.
So plus the reservations from the restaurant. So I have to give priority to those people that have dinner at Acme, of course. But that, you know, it sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes the people I have to say no to, because I have... this many people coming in via reservations, and then also I know on a Friday night that I'm going to have another amount of people that I just can count on to come in, which I'm thankful for, but it's always kind of, you have to have in the back of your head, you know, those people that are your Acme regulars.
Totally. And what in the same right is an automatic yes? Like, let's say someone's walking up, but you don't know them, they're not someone that, like, has been there before, but you're just like, oh yeah, yeah, that's like something I like and want downstairs, or like, does this never happen?
No, like something that will be something different, something that'll catch my eye, I guess, or something, maybe something kooky or strange, or someone just, you know, wearing something that nobody else could wear, or bringing an energy that is like, no, this is, I don't know, part the waters, like, let this person through.
Totally.
Of course, you know, you have to, it's curating a room and it's casting, as one friend said to me, he was like, just treat it like casting, you know, it's like you're casting the party.
Right. So true.
And of course you want to be able to have that person that walks up in, you know, whatever that is, that they have that je ne sais quoi that's like so it.
I have a question that I know that guys want to know the answer to. Obviously, it's not really a problem for girls, but guys are always wondering, and even asking me, some of my guy friends, like, what's the perfect ratio for guys to walk in with a girl that's, like, with, and get in? Like, for example, is it one guy and three girls? Is that not a thing at all?
I don't know. I honestly, like, if there are people that I do enjoy and they're a group of dudes and I know them, I can let them in. Of course, I give them some shit for that.
Right.
But also at the same time, it's like, I don't think that they're, it honestly, it just depends on my night. It depends on what I'm dealing with and what is coming in. And, you know, honestly, Thursday nights for me, typically, I'm always like, why are there so many dudes out on a Thursday night? Like, and then you see Friday night, and it's, like, totally the opposite, where it's,
like... Yeah, wait, what is that about?
I don't know. It's always like that.
Actually, we need to talk about that. I feel like we need to bring light to that, because girls are going out on Friday trying to meet the guys that are going out on Thursday.
It's totally...
It's crazy.
It's always like that. It's, like, Thursday night, I now know, I'm, like, well, I'm going to have a lot of groups of dudes coming up.
Right.
And you have these groups of guys that are, like, here's four to six guys, and they're, like... Why can't we go down? It's like, well, you know why you shouldn't
have to go down. Totally. So. What's the deal with celebrities? I feel like Acme doesn't care as much as other places about celebrities. Do they have to wait also? Have you ever kind of asked a celebrity to wait, not realizing who they were and that be a problem?
Maybe they're people. I didn't know they're people. Mm-hmm. And the crowd was really large.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of got lost in the shuffle. And then they finally were able to talk to me and be like, yo, this is who I'm with. Mm-hmm. And I was able to scan and see.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, I have a pretty good grasp on pop culture and who is who.
Right.
So I try my best not to, like, let them, you know, fall by. But mm-hmm. at the same time, it's like there's, I don't know, there's some people that are just like anybody else. They're rude, too. Right. Or they're really nice. You totally. Know, we have... And of course, I want to be able to allow these people in because they it just looks great for the bar. Mm-hmm. It's a cool thing to be able to have them in such an intimate space and have them enjoy the space as well.
Right.
But, you know, there's a few that come more often than others. Mm-hmm. And maybe there was, back when we first opened, there was a lot more.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's... I try to treat everybody the same because you don't want to go downstairs yeah. and there isn't like a VIP room. There isn't right. like a velvet right. rope because that's not the space. You right. know, we don't have ropes outside because it's not necessarily a club. It's
totally. Also, like if someone like gives you attitude and then somehow like finagles their way in, like you're probably going to lock eyes with them at some point
yeah.
in the night. And,
yeah.
Like,
I'm going to see you. I'm going to see you downstairs. It's right. not a big giant place.
Right. Totally. This is a weird one, but I'm just curious. Have you ever been offered sex in exchange for entrance?
I had a woman offer me a blowjob.
No way. Yeah,
which was really... She was like a... She was... It was so strange. Like, she was with her gal pals, and she was maybe like an older mom-aged woman.
Yeah. Oh, that's and even weirder.
It was so strange. And mm-hmm. they had just had dinner, and they were all really drunk.
Right.
And... I was like, I'm sorry, ladies, I'm not going to be yeah. able to do it tonight. And she was like, well, we can do something for you. And I
no.
was like, I don't know what you're saying.
That's horrifying.
And yeah, and then just said, like, I could give you a blowjob.
Oh my God.
And I said, girl, you are barking up the wrong tree. And I was like, and then I walked away and I was like, did that really just happen?
Right.
Did that?
Like, what would have happened if you were like, yeah, let's go?
I know. It's so like, crazy. It's so like, crazy. Like,
oh,
it's insane.
Truly.
And also, it's probably booze and just, like, the
right.
whatever banter interaction. But totally. I don't know. Honestly, I would not put it... People are crazy.
Totally. So, we were talking a little before the podcast, and you told me that you're from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Does your family ever come to Acme when they go to the city? What's, like, what do you tell your parents if they are like, Patrick, like, we want to come? Are you like, no, it's too young for you?
No, I would, my parents have never come. They mm-hmm. Haven't been in the city for a minute. They love the stories. Mm-hmm. My dad thinks it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. He works in a church. And
that's great.
People ask, they're always like, oh, what's Patrick doing? And he mm-hmm. says, well, he's a judge.
More or less.
Yeah. And they're like, what? And he just thinks it's so funny. I would of course let my parents come. I mm-hmm. think I would want them to see it and want them to be a part of it. When they came to the city, last time they came to the city, I was working in a gay bar, and I brought them to the gay bar and they met all the people there. So
there you go.
Why not come to this place? Mm-hmm. And I mean, they would have a great time. My parents are great dancers, and
right.
they like martinis, so I think it would be a good place for them.
Totally. So, obviously, there are people that you've gotten pretty close with through Acme or just in general that probably go to Acme.
Mm-hmm.
When you have friends that are a couple and they break up, what do you do about your loyalty to kind of who you're letting in? Like, do you let them in the same night? Do you alternate nights?
I honestly try to be as Switzerland as possible.
Yeah, like, and would just you kind of, would you tell them, like, if I came up and, like, my ex-boyfriend was there, would you be like, just a heads up, he's downstairs?
Yeah, I would if it was in my brain. If it, like, mm-hmm. registered and I was like, oh, shit, that's that. But then also, like, if you're both going to be coming, you have the chance of running into each other anyway.
Right.
And that's on you, y'all. Like, totally. I'm going to let you in because of this, that, or the other. We're pals.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys come in and you see each other downstairs, that's That's just it.
Like, right.
I'm not a part of that.
Totally.
In a sense.
Totally. You mentioned before some stories that like your parents get a kick out of. Are there any that come to mind? Like, do you ever see, is there, like, let's say, one guy that has, like, a different girl every Thursday or just something, like,
yeah,
that's
like,
recurring and funny?
Yeah, like, there's, I don't know, there, it's more about, like, the times that I, you know, had some terrible interaction with some person and they maybe said something to me and I had, like, some snappy comment back.
Sure.
A girl the other night lost her shoe and it was the very end of the night and yeah. there was like 100 things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just wanted to go home. It was a very stressful evening.
How did you lose your shoe?
I don't know. And it wasn't like a ballet flat. It was like right. an ankle boot.
Oy.
And she didn't have this shoe on and she mm-hmm. was sleeping in the booth. And my security guard was like, get up. And she was like giving him shit. And right when I walked over, she mm-hmm. was like yelling at him, and I was like, don't yell at him, get out, you need to, if you're gonna mm-hmm. sleep somewhere, sleep at home, don't right. sleep at a bar. Well, she gets up, she doesn't have a shoe on. I was like, where the fuck is your shoe?
Right.
And she was like, you need to calm down. And it was this back and forth, and by the end of it, I had her upstairs and she was telling me, you know, like, I need to calm down and I need to do this. And I was like, you can't tell me to do anything. You got nothing to stand on, including a shoe.
Literally.
Literally, you don't have a shoe on. And she was like, very clever. I was like, you don't have a shoe on.
Oh my God. I'm sure there's a lot of her.
It's babysitting.
Uh-huh. Have there been any, like, I don't know, just like, have you caught people having sex
in the
bathroom?
Oh, yeah. All the things.
Uh-huh.
Like, those, the doors are fogged glass,
mm-hmm.
and you think, you know, in your moment of drunken
right.
whatever, you think you are safe, but everyone can see that.
Totally.
Like, we all see you, you know, having sex in the bathroom.
Totally.
And go home and do it. Like,
100%.
Or go to another bar. Just don't do it at the place I work.
Agreed.
But yeah, like, all sorts of, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
the people doing drugs mm-hmm. and having sex. And, you know, sometimes it's just way too many drinks. Like, it's amazing how
much. Have you been offered drugs in exchange to get in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is stupid.
Right.
Because I'm the person that's like, trying to not have people do drugs
inside,
in the
right,
space.
Right.
Like, don't offer me anything.
Right.
Like, it's silly.
It's ridiculous. So because this is a dating podcast, I have some questions about your own dating experiences in the city. Are you single currently?
I am single.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good to know. And what... how soon into a date or a second date or just dating someone do you bring Acme into the equation? I mean, it obviously it's a huge part of your life. It's like when someone asks, like, what do? You can mm-hmm. say that on the first date. But are you ever hesitant because, like, you know that it's really cool and, like, intimidating and you don't want someone to be, like, scared?
Yes and no. Like, I'm gay, so the gay scene in Acme isn't mm-hmm. very strong, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, is there a gay night in Acme?
There is on Tuesday nights.
Okay.
Tuesday
because
night is our gay night.
Two of my gay best friends who were actually on this podcast, shout out to Mike and Joe, I was just catching up with them and I asked if they have any questions and they were like, I don't know, we haven't been to Acme in a while. And I was like, huh, I wonder if they're like not doing a gay thing, but...
Tuesday night. Tuesday night is mm-hmm. our gay party called Strut. Go to it.
There you go.
Derek Todd.
Loves it.
Yeah, they. It's a good party. It's mm-hmm. a lot of fun. I don't work Tuesday nights
right.
just because I'm tired and
right.
I'm a grandma.
Yeah,
and
same.
I don't. Since I go, I work out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to go out on my
right.
nights off.
Totally.
But. For the most part, I don't, if I do say something to somebody, like, about when I'm dating them, I'll just say, yeah, I work at Acme. And a lot of the time, like, the last date I went on, the guy was like, I don't know what that is. And I was like,
right.
great.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. He's like, right. what do you do? And I just basically say I run.
Are you turned off if they don't know what it is?
No, I don't. I think it's, like, fine, because then at some point they're going to come and they'll be like, oh, this is like a weird, crazy thing that you do.
Right.
Like, this is a very...
It's not normal.
This isn't a regular, like... Mm-hmm. It's not even like, oh, you manage a bar. It's like you do this. But it's not... I don't know. I try to not put as much weight into it, especially when it's...
And how are you meeting the people that you find when you're dating?
The last person I met was on Chappie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Chappie. My friend works for Chappie.
Oh, yeah.
Chappie, if you want to sponsor this podcast.
Yeah, Chappie, you should sponsor this.
That's awesome. And so which ones are you on? Chappie?
Chappie.
Just Chappie.
Just Chappie.
What about Raya? I know that you would get accepted to it.
I don't know. I think I have like a fear of not getting accepted to something. Yeah,
That's so funny. The person that everyone else is afraid of rejecting them is also afraid of getting rejected.
Well, totally. That is like, honestly, that is a huge fear. Like going up to a place. You know, the last place I honestly want to go is to another place that all the people at Acme are at. Yeah. Not against everyone that comes to Acme. It's just I have to have like a separation. I need to be able to step back and have my own space. And then walking up to years ago when like Up and Down first opened and I had first started doing the door at Acme, a friend of mine was like, oh, you should come to Up and Down after. And I was like, okay, cool. And I stood outside of Up and Down and I had this like anxiety. I was like, oh shit, I'm totally gonna get rejected from Up and Down after rejecting people for a whole night. And luckily, you know, I'm not gonna go up to the door and I'm not gonna say, I know this person, I know that person.
Do you know
who I am?
Right.
Oh, shit. Like, I'm not gonna do that because those are all things on my list that drive me crazy.
Right.
And luckily my friend was like passing by the door and was like, oh shit, there's Patrick, and they let me in and I was so nervous.
Totally. That's so funny. So my friends and I have this theory that like if a guy can get into Acme and like clubs on his own, he's like kind of a not a douche, but like one to be worried about. Do you know what I mean by that? And do you see like most of the guys going to Acme, like, not necessarily being the best or, like, boyfriend material types?
Totally. There's, I don't know, it's like, there's a couple that I know of offhand that I let in, and they come all the time, and it's just kind of like bar flies, you know? Like,
yeah, it's funny, I bet I know them.
I don't know. There's a crew of guys, but also at the same time, the crowd has changed a lot over the course of my tenure at Acme. And it's definitely getting younger, which is so crazy because, you know, I'm just getting older. And it's just kind of like a change in the whole, I don't know, demographic.
Totally.
And there's some guys that still are around and they come all the time and I don't know.
What's
like
the oldest group of guys still coming to Acme and girls?
Oh, there's guys that are, I don't know, late 40s.
Really? Are they like divorced?
I think
that they're just like playboys forever.
I think they're just kind of like playboys forever.
It's crazy.
And some guys come and they are married. And it's just like, this is my night off with my wife and our kids.
So they come with their wife or their night off
from
their wife?
Sometimes, and then both.
So yeah, I guess that's another question. Have you ever had to look the other way because you know someone's in a relationship and then you see them cheating at Acme?
Not necessarily, like, because I'm not going to be that invested. Like, you're going to do what you're going to do, and I try to stay upstairs more than anything else. I just try to stay upstairs because I'm a grandma and I don't want to be down in the loud. And it's nice to kind of be upstairs in the fresh air rather than downstairs in the basement.
Totally.
And if you're going to do that, you know, you're going to do that. That's on you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not necessarily the, I've seen people that are in relationships, not necessarily like married that I can think of, but maybe like dating people.
Has anyone ever been like, Patrick, watch him or like watch her?
Oh yeah. People are always saying like, or people, a girl asked me the other night, they're like, if you see me going home with so-and-so, you need to tell me not to.
What?
I was like,
that is way too much intervention.
Yeah. It's like, no, you just shouldn't do it. Well, I can't help it.
Yeah, no.
No, then I can help it. And I'm not going to do anything.
No.
That's not my problem.
Can't deal with that. So something that we've talked about on this podcast often is zodiac signs, but we haven't really talked about why we care about them at all. And Patrick, I don't even know what your zodiac sign is. So when is your birthday?
June 14th.
Oh, you're a Gemini.
Gemini.
Flat Very day. Smart, mm-hmm. naturally intelligent. Geminis are awesome. I'm a Libra, so we're actually a perfect match.
Yeah. When's your birthday?
September 28th.
That's awesome. My two best friends are both Libras.
Oh, really? Yeah. We're good people, but Geminis are as well. Actually, Kim and Kanye are Libra-Gemini couple.
Very good.
That's true. But so when you're dating, are you... Does Chappie have zodiac signs?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always kind of a thing, like... There was a while there, my friend and I, we had this, the relationships book.
Yeah, I have
where
it.
You look,
have
yeah,
it.
And you look through and it and you book. See, mm-hmm. yeah, and I love it. Week of the Seeker, that's my week.
Oh, good week.
And
when is it, like, June 15th?
Yeah, June 14th, June 14th. To okay. like the 23rd
I think
or something.
I have friends born on the 13th and the 15th.
And it's like, I used to go and like consult that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with it because my closest friends are air signs normally. Right. I know who I have confrontation with, like with some earth signs.
Right. What's the biggest confrontation?
Usually
earth sign?
Taurus.
Really? So it's so funny. I have a lot of friends who are in Gemini Taurus relationships, and like Gemini Taurus is a thing, but I think it's actually the other way around. I think that the girl has to be a Gemini
mm-hmm.
and the guy has to be a Taurus.
I like one of my only like longest relationships was a Cancer,
mm-hmm.
and that was another one that I just had. But female Cancer, I mm-hmm. get along with really, really well.
Yeah.
Especially in, like, friendship situations.
Totally.
But a guy Cancer with me, oh, man, that was not a good... That was not a good mix.
Yeah. No, me either. I actually dated a Cancer, and I found that they were a little too emotional.
Totally.
And, like, emotionally driven.
Mm-hmm. And it was like...
Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two older sisters.
Oh, great. I was hoping that you'd have sisters. Mm-hmm. I have had this argument with friends, like, is a guy a better person if he has a sister? Obviously, you're biased, but what's your take on that? Do you know where that's coming from? Just, like, it's... On the one hand, it's like they understand, like, women better necessarily, or just, like, relationships. And then on the other hand, it's like maybe they know too much.
Well, it's like, and it depends on what their relationship with their sister is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have really strong women in my family and women that deserve respect constantly,
totally.
You know?
Yeah.
And I always grew up with that. My mother, my grandmother, my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They were all so strong in my life
mm-hmm.
that, of course, I have, like, respect for them. But, like, I always think about, what if I had, like, a really shitty sister that I didn't have respect for?
Right.
And same kind of, like, if I didn't have a mom who I had respect for, then I would have, like, I would know about these things, but my view would be skewed against them. So my relationships, I wouldn't treat them the way that...
Totally. Or even a sister that, like, you didn't take the chance to get to know.
Yeah.
I find that happens often with some of the guys I know that have sisters. Like, they're just not close.
Yeah. It's like you don't... And so you don't care about...
Relationships with...
The other person.
With women, with though, either.
Yeah. Like...
Or, like...
Because you don't have, like, that respect or you want to even talk to them.
Totally.
Necessarily.
Look at the last text I just got. I wish.
Totally.
I've wondered about, and actually I had a really awesome girl from the other side of the country reach out to me about this on Instagram, is religion and how it plays into dating these days, especially in a city like New York. Do you, what religion do you identify with, Patrick?
I grew up Christian, mm-hmm. Baptist, like the whole, it was American Baptist, which mm-hmm. is like Southern Baptist, but in the West, I guess.
Awesome.
So yeah, I grew up that way, but I always, when I was little, I always wanted to be Jewish.
Really?
Yeah, that was like...
Were there a lot of Jews in Colorado?
No. My fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Madrid, was Jewish, and she made us potato latkes. Oh, and I went home, and I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I'm a Jew.
You're literally the only person I've ever heard that wanted to be Jewish and didn't want to be Christian. I wanted Christmas in my life so badly as a Jew, but now you basically have what you want because you live in New York and you're culturally Jewish.
Yeah, I'm pretty much, culturally Jewish. But I wanted to be Jewish so bad, mm-hmm. and there wasn't... I barely knew any Jewish people in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And one year for Christmas, my mom got me a menorah, which was really sweet.
So cute of her.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
So when you're dating, when does religion come up? Do you ever care? Are you looking for someone with the same background as you?
No. I think it's interesting.
Are you Jew hunting?
Yeah, well,
it's probably not the right word.
No.
Let's not Jew hunt.
No, I'm not Jew hunting. No, I'm totally open to anything, especially in like a gay relationship, just like kind of see where, I don't know, their religion lies, just because it's an interesting topic to talk about. But I'm totally open to anything because, I don't know, I have more to learn, I guess.
Right.
Like, if it's somebody that grew up different than me, and I really don't need to date somebody that has grown up the same as me, mm-hmm. for the most part, because we know all the same stories, all the same songs.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. I'm like not spending the rest of my life with someone sitting on a bed talking about the same like upbringing. It's so boring.
There is comfort in that, though. A friend of mine started dating this guy that grew up very much the same as me, like very much like 90s Christian, like Hillsong.
Oh, yeah.
Like, shout to the Lord, all the business. Like, let's really praise Jesus. And totally. We, like, there's a comfort in that, in that I'm not around that at all anymore. But at the same time, I'd much rather learn more from somebody else, especially their view of religion and what they, you know, pray to or who they do or if they don't.
Me too. Let's talk about age difference, because I feel like nowadays that doesn't matter at all. I wonder who was the pioneer of that, like maybe Demi and Ashton.
Totally.
I feel like there was a Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah,
she was like the first.
Yeah.
But what are your thoughts on age difference if you get hit on by like a 55 year old who's really hot and in good shape? Like, are you down?
Totally.
Are
down.
You okay? So And yeah, I guess for straight guys, it seems like to me, with a lot of my guy friends, they're trying to date a lot younger. Mm-hmm. Are you trying to date older? Like, is it the opposite for you or the same kind of thing, or you don't give a fuck?
I don't give a fuck. I went on a date one time. I went on a date with a guy, and it was kind of like set up as to like, this guy has a lot of money. Like,
someone said that about the guy.
Yes, you should date this guy. He's really well off. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And we went to dinner, and I wasn't necessarily attracted to him, but he was a really nice guy, and it was kind of like, you know, whatever, he's going to pay for dinner, that's cool with me. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of turned into him kind of telling me about how much money he had. But, like, the whole time he would talk to me, he wouldn't stop shaking his head back and forth. Like, it turned into this, like, nervous tic type thing.
Was he trying to be like a sugar daddy person?
I kind of feel like that's what it was going to progress into, but also maybe just like, if you're going to be in this relationship with me, this is going to be this lifestyle that we will lead.
Oof. It's aggressive.
And then he wouldn't stop shaking his head. And I was like, well, you know, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
And then he came up on my People You May Know on
Facebook. Oh, my God. Of course. Because it's always people that you've been avoiding with every power in your existence. And then they come up. Someone was saying the other day that it's always the people that they want to hook up with on people they know.
No,
never.
No.
It's always the people that like bullied me growing up or something really horrifying. So when you're not at Acme, what are you up to, Patrick?
A lot of lounging, recovering from all of the social interactions, but mm-hmm. I'm an actor. That's what I came to the city for.
I love it.
And just kind of figuring that out slowly but surely.
Are you in classes or did you already do that and you're kind of just like looking for roles?
I took some time off. Mm-hmm. Actually, when I got the job at Acme, when they moved me up into being the door guy, that was right when I was dropped by my agents, which was perfect timing.
Their loss, Acme's gain.
Assholes. And no, it was, I just focused on that and was like, this is a new gig. Let's work on that. And then it kind of, now we've been there for a while, let's go back. And so I'm just back into class.
Mm-hmm. And would you date another actor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that comes with a lot of baggage, I guess, because it's like, especially in a gay relationship too, because we'd probably be going out for the same things.
Right.
I've heard many stories. A friend of mine who's on Broadway now broke up with his boyfriend because his boyfriend, when he got the role on Broadway, he was like, instead of saying, oh, I'm so excited, congratulations, he was like, wow, they let people that can't sing on Broadway.
What?
Yeah.
No. I mean, obviously he broke up with him. That guy obviously wanted to be broken up with. Yeah. What the fuck?
They've been dating for like 3 years, too.
That's so creepy and jealous of him to say.
Terrible. Ugh,
I hate that.
But at the same time, it's like, you're dating an actor, so.
Right.
It's kind of part of it.
What do you mean by it's part of it?
I mean, the jealousy will be kind of part of it, I think.
If you're also an actor.
If you're part, yeah. You kind of have to get over yourself. And obviously put the other person before if you're going to be in that relationship with them.
Have you at Acme? Oh, wait, actually, let's end this by saying, what is your favorite night at Acme?
That's
the night I'll come.
Thursday nights, I think, are my favorite night. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like, it's not the craziest. It's not insane. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an earlier night, too, but the party is still really good.
Totally.
And it's a lot more of people that just, like, know of Acme that come.
Right.
Not, like, the weekend people that are like, I've never heard of this place and I'm a asshole.
And there are lots of groups of guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for me, I guess.
But yeah, and me. And hope everyone has a great night or morning or poop, whatever they're doing right now. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it. Yeah. This has been We Met at Acme, episode 8.
We met at Acme. We met at Acme. Hey, do you have any Coke?
No, that's not going to be the theme song. Change that right now. This has been We Met at Acme, episode 8.
We met at Acme. We met at Acme. Hey, do you have any Coke?
No, that's not going to be the theme song. Change that right now.